You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to week two of Drive to Survivor. I'm Pat Mayo, joined on the line by Rob Pizzola, who's going to help me as the consigliere. Is that how I pronounce that, Rob? You're Italian. Is that the word I'm looking good. For?
Consigliere, yeah.
Consigliere?
Consigliere, right? Yeah, consigliere.
Yeah. No, the G is silent. You don't say the sig. It's consigliere.
Consigliere.
Yeah, just pretend the G's not there.
Well, okay. Cam Stewart needs to make his survivor pick for the week. So Rob and I are going to try to coach him through it. Cam should have listened to Pat Mayo last week, not Rob Pizzola, because I don't think you ended up going with the Ravens, did you, Cam?
Who did I pick, fellas? Don't remember.
We're eliminated. We're 0-1.
Oh, good stuff, Rob. Excellent. Great tip. Okay, so what are we doing?
Wait a second.
I'll take blame too. I'm an idiot. I should have done what I should have listened to Pat with the Ravens.
Obviously, we would rather be alive than not alive right now.
Yes.
But however, when you all of us are in survivor pools, last week when the pick percentages came out at game time at 1 o'clock, the Ravens were the most heavily picked across the board.
Smart.
In every single pool. So we technically had good plays going in.
No, we had a good bad plays. No, bad plays. They lost. You're out.
I agree. In hindsight,
yes, you are correct.
In hindsight, Patrick, I would definitely change the pick knowing that we were going to lose. However, when we take a 7.5 point favorite who's equal to other 7.5 point favorites on the board and they're way less owned, that is really a good pick at the time that you make the pick.
Well,
I mean, that's what I'm going to say. But would I trade that all for the Ravens? Yes, I would.
Cameron, I won. The Pat Mayo Experience Survivor Pool is over after week one. We had to start a new one in week two because I was the only one. Everyone pulled the Pizzola Galaxy brain. It's like, well, the Ravens are definitely going to win, but I'm going to take another team because, you know they're coming in at 22%, but the Niners are coming in at 20%. They're the better pick. Why don't you take the team that's going to win? My strategy survivor is very easy, Cam. Don't pick losers. Just pick teams that are going to win.
So how what about Denver? Is it too easy or what?
Would be my main pick this week, would be Denver.
Sold. You know what, Patrick? Here's the deal. You can listen to me about food and you can cook. Anyway, I don't know what you can listen to me about, but anyway, I will listen to you with Survivor. Rob and I, obviously, we tried to be cute last week with the percentages. And Rob's right. Bad things happen. And by the way, I know a guy in a survivor pool, a tie, and he advanced. I think that's horse shit.
That's a tie.
You should be eliminated.
That's scum. You should need to win.
You have to win the thing. A tie doesn't mean... these rules need to be changed. I know some pools different.
Like, the local Woodbridge pool is... a lot of people stayed alive last week because they advanced on the tie.
Oh, really?
I don't like that.
Jeff lost ours because the tie is a loss.
Yeah, tie should be a loss.
Tie
should be a loss. You should have to win to advance. This is very simple. You pick the team that's going to win. You're not picking the team that's going to win or tie. It's ridiculous but that saved like 20% of the people in one pool last week because
Those guys
tie.
In Woodbridge are high rollers, Pizzola. They don't want to re-up again, right? They like the old tie survive routine, right?
Yeah, I mean, but for the rest of us, I think even if I could go into the week, like everyone would have agreed going into the week that ties should not advance.
No, I agree.
Now all these guys are arguing. Oh yeah. It's
a simple concept. I'm with you.
I think you make this very easy for yourself this week. Like, there's a lot of really big favorites. Take the big favorite that you like, but I'm not convinced about a lot of them. Like Denver is the one that I have the most faith in. That's why I'm going with that. Both Feinberg and Kastrob picked the Green Bay Packers. I'm not like super feeling that right now.
I don't mind either. The Packers just because Aaron Rodgers typically drags his nuts all over the Bears pretty regularly. I mean, that's been a consistent theme for a while now. All the problems that Minnesota gave them last week are probably problems that the Bears are not going to give them.
Yeah. You know what Rodgers should do? He should shut his damn cake hole, stop dropping acid and licking frogs and doing all the other shit that he's doing and stop bragging on his young receivers. I'm so sick and tired of that guy. Relax, buddy. You're not a psychologist. Oh, they're bad. Get better. Oh, no, I love you guys. I hate you guys. I'm done with Rodgers and his fucking bullshit.
Agreed, but this isn't is Aaron Rodgers a good guy show. Aaron Rodgers going to win this week?
He might not be the worst guy in the world. I just don't like the way he talks about his receivers. Like, I don't know what his strategy is, but anyway, yes, they should. The Packers historically kill the Bears, but Pat, I'm with you. Like, Denver's going to, like, make Houston, like, they're going to slap them around pretty hard this week, I would think.
I think you just got to avoid the Rams this week. Like, the Rams are going to be so heavily picked this week.
And the Niners, right?
No. People don't want to line up to take the Niners after what they saw last week.
No, that's what I'm saying. Avoid them. I think Denver's the safest play. I actually would say Denver there and Green Bay, I'd put them in the two hole.
I'd rather take the Niners than take Green Bay. Really, to sort of get not in terms Fair of enough. Safety, but for like what Rob was saying before about like if you don't want to take the most popular team, I think that San Francisco is going to be the least picked of all these huge favorites.
Yeah, so I agree. I would agree with that 100%. I think in terms of popularity, they'll be the least picked. Also, why I wouldn't mind San Fran is I don't think you're going to get another chance to take San Fran this year. Like, honestly, just looking at their schedule all the way through, maybe week 16 when they're at home to Washington, who knows how that plays out. Green Bay is home to the Jets in week 6. That's a double-digit spread, right? So I think future value does come into play a little bit with this stuff. Which is maybe why I would rank San Fran above Green Bay as well, just because I think they're very likely to win. Obviously, the market is saying they're very likely to win, but they don't really have a ton of future value where you'll have an opportunity to use them again.
Hey, well, Rob, have you had a prostate exam? How old are you?
I am in my mid-30s.
Oh, okay. So you don't need it for another 10 years. So I'm just asking because it's actually linked to diabetes, kind of like a parlay. Like, now that I'm pissing all the time, now I'm worried about my prostate. So,
well, I need
a new doctor. Sorry, I thought you were 40 or something. Yeah, yeah.
No. Okay, I look 40. Obviously, I'm balding and whatever.
Oh, yeah, you got a receding hairline. It ages you a bit.
You know, I met you, Cam, when I was 20 years old. So, you know, if you've seen the hair slowly recede a centimeter every year.
You've done well, though, for a 20-year-old chap, Rob. Look where you are now. You went from a worker bee to owning and repping a company. Very soon. Successful, I would say.
I would agree. I think I've had a good life, but I have not yet had a prostate exam. I would encourage you as a diabetic to, if you feel something wrong, to seek medical advice.
Oh, I feel like, something wrong. I piss 27 times a day. It's getting concerning. You know,
well, that is like a symptom of diabetes. And you get it checked out. Talk to the doctor, get some blood work done. Like, you know, don't let it linger, you know? If you're asking me mid-show if I've had a prostate exam, obviously something is on your mind.
Yeah, no, it's on the go. It's on it.
You should get
my doctor, too. I thought the guy goes to check me out. He's like, who do you like in the Fortinet Championships this week? You like Pedrith at 28-1? I'm like, dude, can you keep me alive? We'll talk about golf picks later. Jesus.
So the Broncos,
he's a fan.
He's a big fan. Big fan of your prostate. Big fan of Pendrith. Yeah.
We've given him some winners this year, so he just keeps on. He's barking, right?
You got to tell him, but Doc, you got to keep me alive, and I'll keep feeding you picks. I mean, this is a give and take relationship here, right?
Good call, Pizzola. Good call, buddy.
Are you? So you're settling on the Denver Broncos for week 2?
Yeah, we'll take Denver. Yeah, give us the big horse this week. Giddy up, go
for Cam Horses. Stewart. For Rob Pizzola, I'm Pat Mayo. That was The Drive to Survivor. We'll see you in week 3.